Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton.
It's 2 weeks before the conference, and finally, we have our new recording studio. It's all clean and tidy, and I'm very, very happy.
It's looking great, isn't it? It's really spick and span. I must say a big thank you to Eugenie for all the work she put in, and to the Dean. Really, you can ignore most of her letter. None of that stuff happened. There was no locking of doors or anything.
Try not to talk about it on
no.
there.
Anyway, have a seat.
Karen. Ah, thank you, yes.
So,
this seat, look at this. This seat's filthy.
Well, to be honest, Eugenie never quite finished the whole thing, and I said I'd finish off. So I was just doing the tops here, and I was going to do the seats just before you came in. But then...
Well, I hope this is all rectified before the conference.
Well, I found this, and this great war chart, and I was just looking at it.
The World Cup.
The World Cup war chart, and I was just trying to work out the...
And it was just here by accident, was it? Dave, we must remember, this conference is the most exciting thing in June, not this football thing.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's quite right. The conference is very exciting. But what do you reckon? Do you think Brazil home advantage? Not, no?
Yeah, look at this programme. Right.
Oh, right, okay.
So, for those of you who haven't had a chance to look at the programme, and I do refer to the Student Connections Conference here, not the World Cup, you can check it out on the website. So, connections.kmi.open.ac.uk. There you'll see the programme for each day. So from Monday the 30th of June to Friday the 4th of July, you'll see the whole range of programmes that's up. And you can check out all of the biographies and abstracts for all of the speakers and see what you're interested in attending.
Actually, it's really fantastic, the website now. And I have to say a big thank you to our website designer, Jeff Austin, who's done a brilliant job of making this all come to life for us.
And but who never listens to the PodMag.
No, he doesn't, but he might do if he thinks he's going to be mentioned on it. And the other thing that would make him listen to it is if I actually paid him some money, which I'm not probably going to do. So it's a good job he doesn't listen. But do you know what? I think the website is really good because you can get to see who's speaking. You can find out a little bit about them. You can see the entire program, and you can connect via the forums. And the forums will be going live next week. So do try and get involved in the forums as well. It's not just a conference for people talking and discussing and listening and watching, although all of that will be going on. It's also a place where you can get involved through blogging, forums, and through social media.
Brilliant. So the way the conference is going to work is you log on to the website, theconnections.kmi.open.ac.uk. Anybody can log on, right? You don't have to be an Open University student. You don't even have to be studying the social sciences. Hopefully, there will be something in this programme to excite everybody who has an interest in the world around us. You can come to the conference and you can look at the live stream on the video. You can engage in chat, as Dave says. And if you want to be featured on the PodMag, you can send us a tweet or put something up on our faculty Facebook page as well. We'll be doing PodMags at the beginning and end of every day. So we'd really, really welcome your thoughts in addition to the thoughts on the forums for each of the individual sessions. We're really hoping that this will be a place where students can connect.
Yeah, and just looking at this wall chart,
What do you think for the quarterfinals? Would you leave that wall chart alone, Dave? Otherwise, I'm going to have to confiscate it.
I'm going to be very disappointed if England go out on penalties again.
Well, we've got a week or so before the conference starts, so hopefully...
Hopefully they will have gone out on penalties. Is that what you're saying?
No. I can't be seen to say that, can I? That would be horrendous.
It would.
I'd get a complaint
from
our listener.
From our listener.
Harley Jack, don't write in again, please.
I don't know that Harley Jack has a great interest in football, but I'm sure he'll let us know. Anyway, just moving back to the other event that's taking place, it is going to be really interesting because the PodMag will actually be going out live. Now, people won't realise this because we are so slick. People just assume that it's live. They don't realise. We actually do record this 10 minutes or so in advance of putting it out, don't we?
We do, yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes less than that. But we get it out up to the minute news and views. Oh! Thinking about up-to-the-minute news, the European elections are coming up.
Right.
What have they been?
I don't have time for all that, Dave.
I'm pay any attention, do you, to the world? Anyway, yeah, so I just thought I'd mention that, just to show how topical we are.
You'll have to edit that out. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that at the conference. And the other difference is that we're going to have the conference PodMag live on video.
The truth is, Karen, if I edited out all of your lack of knowledge, there wouldn't actually be much left in here. So we'll probably keep that in.
Right.
Oh, I've upset her now, listener. Anyway, shall we move on? So we do hope that everyone's going to get involved. We had a chat with some students, and Karen has been interviewing some of the students as they've been coming along to think about their presentations. Here's a couple of those students talking about what their presentations are going to be on.
So I'm interviewing Gillian Rose. Gillian, you're talking at the Student Connections Conference. Can you tell us a bit about what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about something I'm sure everybody's familiar with. So when you're going about a town, a village, a new building is going up, 9 times out of 10 on the hoardings around the building site. There'll be an image on there of what the building's going to look like when it's finished. Those images are created digitally now, and that's what I'm going to be talking about, how they're made.
Fantastic. Because you went out as a researcher and conducted this research. Can you tell us, like, what the most interesting thing for you that came out of it was?
Yeah, well, I think for me, one of the pleasures of research is always going to places that otherwise I wouldn't ever be able to get to. And what we were doing in relation to those images was to look at how they were produced. So I got into architects' offices and visualizers' studios and so on, and peered over the shoulders of these really creative people and got to see them at work, creating these things that, when we see them, they look so finished, perfect, glossy, but actually to see the iterative process and the kind of technologies that would be used to create them was fascinating.
Fantastic. So I'm interviewing Ruth Tudor. You're doing a talk at the Student Connections Conference. Can you tell us what you're going to be talking about?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about the charging to use the NHS.
And what interested you in this issue?
It was the social inequality that we felt was quite important, because charging a flat rate to use the NHS is going to affect, no matter how cheap it is or how expensive it is, it's going to introduce a social inequality into how we use the NHS and how we access the NHS.
Fantastic. And you've worked on this through the Activate sessions, haven't you, with Patricia Biggs. Can you tell me a little bit about how you've sort of come together and how you've both worked on this presentation?
Yeah, certainly. We met over through the Activate sessions, and it was a case of when we were deciding what to talk about, we both expressed an interest in the same thing, and we talked to each other through the Activate sessions, and then because we weren't able to always manage them, we swapped emails and continued our conversations that way, and then sat down together, online together over the weekend, and worked together to get it all.
Fantastic. So you've literally been able to do this at a distance, and now you've come to Milton Keynes to do the presentation.
Yes, I have absolutely no idea where Patricia lives. none at all. And of course, I live in Scotland. We both have jobs. We both have families. We're both busy. I've been doing some of it on my night shifts, because night shifts are a good time to work. And our work patterns didn't coincide. So when I was doing stuff, she was sleeping, and when I was sleeping, she was doing bits and pieces. And so we would just exchange a lot of emails, basically.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming to present at the conference. I look forward to your presentation.
Thank you.
Well, I think those are really, really interesting. They sound like they're going to be great talks. I can't wait to actually see them.
Right, I'm back now.
Oh, I didn't notice you'd gone.
Yeah, I went to the politics department again.
Oh, really? You managed to find that? Oh, that's good. How are they there?
Yeah, they're fine. They filled me in. Anyway, interestingly enough, we have two students talking at the conference about why young people don't vote, and why for some people voting is seems a bit boring.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds fascinating. And do you think young people do think that voting is boring?
Well, it depends what you're comparing it to, doesn't it? I'm sure they'll investigate the issue with much more academic rigour than I'm doing right now. But Mark and Mac are doing a session, and this is going to be a live discussion at the conference. And they're going to be talking about Mark's PhD research, which focuses on some of the barriers around young people voting. So that's going to be a very, very exciting addition to the conference.
That is fantastic. And we really do want students to be involved. And we'd like to know your opinions, actually. Do you vote? Are you interested in voting? Do you take any interest at all in politics? Are you interested in politics but not in voting, so you do other things? Do let us know. So you can either email us. The email address is
podmag@open.ac.uk.
Spent a lot of time training Karen how to say that, and finally she got it right. So that's really nice. And you can get us through our Twitter account.
@podmag.
Or you can use the chat facility, which we'll have underneath the live stream during the conference to let us know what you think. So we really do want to make this a conference that's interactive. This isn't about you sitting in front of your screen just watching someone tell you things. We do enough of that. No, this is a chance for you to talk to people, express opinions, and get involved.
And talking about interactivity, I've been asked by the library to participate in their interactive sessions on cybercrime.
Really?
Yes, I have a starring role.
And what are you going to do exactly in the libraries?
I'm going to be a psychologist again.
You are? You don't think you're getting a little bit typecast?
No, the politics roles are certainly out of the minute. Let's put it that way.
they have dried up slightly, haven't they? We'll have a word with your agent.
But basically, this is going to be a really interactive thing where the library are taking us through how cybercrime happens and how you can do something about it. So again, really, really topical issue of interest for everyone. The Career Service are also doing some slots, aren't they, Dave?
They are. But just before we leave the library, can I just remind you that you have a co-starring role, because I am also going to be in the library sketch.
I knew you'd bring this up.
And actually, I am, you know, obviously I'm the star, but I don't like to tell Karen. But, you know, yes.
And what are you playing in the library sketch?
I am playing a villain.
Yes. Funny that, isn't it?
I am hilarious, in fact.
Right. And I am going to catch you at your villainous activities.
Oh, are you? I didn't know that.
Well, I haven't read the end bit yet, but I assume that's what's going to happen.
Well, obviously, I'll have to be a bit more devious when I do it, which will not come naturally to me. I will try. I'll ask you for some tips on that.
Oh, well, it should be fun anyway. So there's a whole range of interactive things you can do. And don't forget the Dean's Quiz as well. We're hoping that all of our listeners participate in that. At home, you can take part in the range of multi-choice questions and see how you do.
Yes, that's going to be really exciting, really fun. It's not a quiz with big prizes or any prizes at all, really. Or a quiz where you're competing to be the massive winner. It's an opportunity for you to test your knowledge of social science in its most general form and just to see how you do against our panel of experts. And there'll be a different panel of experts each day. So really looking forward to that. It's going to be good fun, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Now, if you're near Milton Keynes at the time and you fancy popping into the conference, do let us know. You can email us at connections@open.ac.uk. We have a small range of seats that are still available at the conference, but most people will be hopefully enjoying the conference online. So we really hope to see you then.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can watch recordings of the conference after the event so that you don't have to watch it live. You don't have to be glued to your screen for the entire day. Dip in and out. Just come along. If you only come to one session, just come along, get connected, and hopefully we'll be able to put you in touch. If you're a student in particular, we'll be able to put you in touch with other students so that after the conference actually closes, that groups of students will start to connect with one another and we can start to develop more student connections, which is what the whole thing's about.
Well, it's been a lot of hard work, Dave, and certainly very trying at times working with you. However, I think it's all shaped up to look so good, and thanks to all our student and academic presenters for all the hard work you've put in, and for everyone else who's been in charge of organising this event. I know it's going to be brilliant.
And interestingly enough, Karen, I have noticed you trying to work. Next year, it'd be nice if you actually succeed. Right. Thanks, everybody. It's been fantastic. We really are looking forward to having everyone there. And I am really looking forward in this strange way to the PodMed Live twice a day.
Where you'll get to talk to me.
Yeah. Every job has its downside, but that is going to be fun. So do join us for that. PodMed Live. We've got one more PodMag before that. That's next week. We'll play you some more interviews as well so that you can get a sense of what's going to be going on. Don't forget to keep an eye on the Facebook page where we're putting these up, and also on the Twitter account so that we can let you know when these are available on YouTube for you to have a look at. They're all about a minute long, so it won't take you any length of time, but it'll give you an idea of the kind of things that are going on at the conference. It is going to be a fantastic week, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. Absolutely. Well, that's all for now. So have a good week. And until next time, take care.
And I'm off for a lay down and a rest now because I feel I need it after being told how hard I've been working. See you next week.
Bye.
the Podman.